This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Focusing on just West Africa's Sierra Leone, Ebola has killed more than 1,000 people. This includes several doctors working there. But that's not stopping a 93-year-old retired ophthalmologist in rural Minnesota from heading to Sierra Leone in the coming weeks. The plan is for him to treat people for conditions other than Ebola, but he still risks exposure. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter has quite a story here.
Lowell Guess is a mild-mannered 93-year-old with a perpetual smile who's quick to laugh at the possibility of his own death. When he travels to Sierra Leone on January 3rd, he won't be fretting about Ebola.
When you're at a certain age, you just keep your fingers crossed that you won't have a stroke or heart attack before January 3rd.
Guess and his wife, Ruth, a nurse, spent 2 decades in Sierra Leone as medical missionaries, raising their 6 kids there. After moving back to the Midwest in the 1970s, they still returned to Sierra Leone regularly. They'd help out at an eye hospital they established in Freetown, the capital. Even Sierra Leone's bloody civil war didn't keep Lowell Guess away. During one trip, rebel fighters were invading Freetown. It's another dangerous situation Guess just laughs off.
It continued after dark, and when bullets were flying around, I just went to bed.
Once in Sierra Leone, Guess won't be a frontline Ebola responder. But the virus is present in body fluids, including tears, so he could risk exposure when treating patients at the eye hospital. For Guess, it's a worthwhile risk.
Just being there with them, facing this terror every day, is encouraging because they feel abandoned.
Guess's wife died a few years ago. At 93, he'll travel about 36 hours to Sierra Leone by himself, and he'll bring roughly $100,000 in donated eye medicines and equipment with him. His adult children and grandchildren say there's no point in trying to keep him home. They've been through this before.
You know, it doesn't surprise me one bit.
His granddaughter, Debbie Guess Ristved, an eye doctor herself, just wishes she could go with him, as she did once before.
I'm excited for you, Grandpa. And I'm proud of you.
Well, they're hurting there. And if we can help a little bit, that will be nice.
Lowell Guess says if he does contract Ebola while in Sierra Leone, he won't seek treatment in the U.S., even if that means dying in his second home. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.